Van Vliet up the right side, stops, three, no! Rebound, Max Strus. Strus on the handoff to Mitchell, right side Merrill, quick three, Sam, good! Are you kidding me? He looks like he could be on a high school floor, but Sam Merrill, the youngster, the kid out of Utah State, hits the three, and the Cavs are up seven, and the Rockets take time.
Guts, grit, professionalism, just a guy who always puts himself in position that if his number's called, he's going to be ready to go.
There you have J.B. Bickerstaff after yesterday's Cavs win over the Rockets, 135-130 in overtime. Sam Merrill, the big reason behind that. Today it's time to talk Cavs basketball with Tim Alcorn, brought to you by your Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorraine, Route 58 in Amherst. Good morning, Tim. How are you today?
I'm doing well, guys.
Appreciate your time this morning. Cavaliers kind of down by some guys out for a while. Sam Merrill stepping up. Talk a little bit about what you saw from him in yesterday's game and how he kind of, sparked the team a bit.
Oh, there's no doubt. Just a marvelous performance. Sam Merrill with a career high, 21 points in the ball game, and he was just terrific. And as I mentioned there in that highlight, and as JB said, really more to JB's point, he's ready. The young man just works so hard in practices and with the guys, and when his number was called, he came through, and it was a huge spark for the Cavaliers, a huge confidence booster, I'm sure, for Sam. Not that he lacked it, but and the confidence that Donovan Mitchell showed in him to get him the ball in key situations and high pressure situations, and Sam delivered. It was just a terrific showing by Sam Merrill last night.
Talk a little bit about the Cavs, though. I guess last we talked, Evan Mobley out as well, and we have issues with Darius Garland too. So still trying to get the full contingent of guys together, right?
And that's going to be a while now. It was a real body blow on Friday when you heard the news that not one but two of your starters and two outstanding players in Darius Garland and Evan Mobley were going to miss extended periods of time. It's not three or four games. Darius is going to be at least a month. Evan Mobley underwent surgery yesterday. The initial prognosis for Evan is 6 to 8 weeks. So, yeah, this is a team now. I know it's an old cliche, but next man up. And maybe one of those men is Sam Merrill. But everybody, as JB said, kind of needs to find an area or two where they need to improve and improve that area, because not one guy is going to replace Evan. Not one guy is going to pick up the slack of Darius Garland. So it's going to take a total team effort. And you saw that last night. And one of the things that the Cavs have to do, they did it Saturday night, they did it last night, play with a lot of energy and come out with a lot of fire, because it's a team right now that is somewhat shorthanded. So to dig yourself a hole early on is going to be tough to recover from. So far, so good. A lot of basketball still to be played without Evan and without DG, but 2-0 without those guys at this point.
And I know over the weekend, Tristan Thompson had a hand in some things. What's his impact going to be like, and what do you see him, how he's fitting in with this team so far this year?
Well, he has just been wonderful as far as fitting in. He was a guy that when the Cavaliers signed during the offseason, the big acquisitions, of course, were Max Strus and George Niang. And, well, it'll be nice to have Tristan back and kind of fill a leadership role on the bench and in the locker room. But his play on the floor has been outstanding. Now, he doesn't play very long spurts, although with Evan out, he may be required to do a little more than he has been. But Tristan's contributions are physicality, and we talked about that way back when they signed him, and just bringing that presence into the paint. He'll grab big rebounds or provide a defensive presence when the other team is on offense, and he leads by example. So, boy, what a shrewd signing that was for the Cavaliers this summer to bring Tristan back. He hardly played at all last year. The final few games of the season for the Lakers, and then saw some action during the playoffs. But aside from that, he had been out of the game, but still gas in that tank for Tristan Thompson.
Well, you had a nice conversation with him over the weekend, I heard, during one of the broadcasts as well, getting a little more insight into him. Always interesting to hear what he has to say and his opinion on the team as well.
Yeah, I do the man-to-man segment before each game and try to rotate the guys around so that fans and listeners get a chance to hear from different players. And you're right, this past weekend it was Tristan Thompson. And, you know, Tristan's very level-headed. He has seen it all in the NBA. He's won a championship with the Cavaliers, and he's been through tough times as well. And so the absolute professional and understanding, you just have to keep fighting and you have to keep grinding things out. And so Tristan brings that professionalism, brings that leadership to the Cavaliers to say, listen, don't get too high after wins. It's a marathon. It's a long season. But when things don't go your way, whether it's in a game or whether it's because of injuries, you can't get too down because the games keep coming. It's a relentless schedule, and so you just have to keep fighting through whatever adversity you may be facing.
Up next, you got Utah and then the Pelicans as well. What can we expect with those teams coming to town?
Well, there we go. The schedule is relentless. Back-to-back, at least both games are home, Wednesday and Thursday. And, of course, for Utah, we get to see our old friends Colin Sexton and Lauri Markkanen. They're struggling this year. Their one-loss record, I'm sure, isn't what they'd like it to be. But, you know, I'm sure those guys will be excited to get back at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. And then, as I said, a back-to-back. So you turn right around 24 hours later, and on Thursday night you take on Zion Williamson and Ingram and the rest of that Pelican squad. So the Cavaliers need to find a way to just kind of suck it up. Again, I'm sure they'll practice today, but it won't be a hard practice after going through an overtime game last night and knowing that you're facing a back-to-back. But they'll have to re-energize and get ready for first the Jazz on Wednesday night.
I was looking to see when we let next play the Pistons. It's not until the 31st of January, so maybe by that time they'll have turned things around. What do you think is happening up north with the 24 straight losses on that?
Yeah, and of course, we all remember several years back when the Cavaliers went through one of these stretches. I think it was 26 losses in a row. And, you know, I chuckle there, but that's not fun. That's not fun for anybody. The players, the coaches, the organization, it's tough to really struggle like that. They've got some young talent. They've got guys that can play, Cade Cunningham and the like, but they just haven't been able to find their footing under new head coach Monty Williams, who's a terrific coach. So, it's tough. It really is. And in some ways, you sympathize with them, but again, it's the NBA. The games keep coming. At some point, they're going to win one, and boy, the team that loses to the Pistons is going to feel awful. But you know, listen, they're NBA basketball players. They're talented guys. They'll figure it out. But that's a really, really rough stretch for them to go through right now.
That's a pretty big schneid, as they say. They got to get off of that.
Yes.
Good. Well, we'll talk with you next week as well, Tim. We appreciate your time this morning. And I'll just let you know you've missed out on the chances to talk with Les. He's working for me next week on Wednesdays and Thursdays as well. So the Tuesdays is clear. I'm hanging tough with you during this holiday season, Tim. Appreciate your time.
I'm sorry that I'll miss Lester. But look forward to talking to you again next Tuesday morning.
Sounds great. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
All righty, Bruce.